The idea of the Great Bull Run was pretty simple. Bulls run, people run away. That part went as expected. But David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to talk about something that was not part of the plan.
Yeah, this is an article by Martin Wheel in the Washington Post.
And as he relates it, this was a case of a spectacle based on an old idea coming into contact with a much newer idea.
The spectacle, of course, was the attempt to recreate the Spanish tradition of the running of the bulls at a raceway down in Dinwiddie County. People had a tomato fight, did some drinking, games, bands, and then the highlight was they had 24 bulls running down the track and people trying to outrace or elude them. And then in the midst of all this comes crashing down this modern piece of machinery, which we're going to hear more and more about, drones.
Oh! It just crashed into the stands just now.
That's from footage posted online by WTVR in Richmond. The drone was not theirs, by the way, David. Thank goodness it was not along the lines of a large military drone, but was a much smaller model. It was being used to get video of the event.
Fortunately, no one was seriously hurt. There was a handful of people that had some cuts and bruises, and they were treated by paramedics at the scene.
Well, it's now come out that the drone was leased to the Great Bull Run by Virginia Beach filmmaker Scott Hansen. He says it fell when the batteries ran down. He also says he'll compensate people for those minor injuries some received. Now let's talk about specialty license plates. Virginia is fertile ground for all kinds of cuteness when it comes to licensing vehicles. And as posted by Olympia Mayola on the Richmond Times-Dispatch Virginia Politics blog, there's about to be one more. David, this one is offered by Governor Bob McDonnell.
By invitation only. It's part of Virginians' ongoing fascination with low license plate numbers.
This, of course, is nothing new for Virginia governors. How did it all get started, Nathan?
This began back during the Mills-Godwin administration, where he rewarded some of his financial supporters and his backers with a low license plate number, which apparently are passed down through families and have been known to create big disputes in wills and estates of who gets license plate number 24.
Now, lately, governors have been adding sort of a monogram to their plates, and Governor McDonnell is upping the ante on that. How's he doing it?
Governor George Allen had a G for George. Tim Kaine, Governor Kaine, had a K. Mark Warner had the W. Now comes Bob McDonnell, who is nearing the end of his term, and he's added the prefix MC. It's a M stacked on top of the C. It's a kind of a clever design, a very attractive design, but look for these soon. You'll know who is close to Governor McDonnell.
Is there some minimum effort that we know of that people have to put forth to get a governor's plate, or do we just have to wonder how they did it?
You know, I'm sure every governor has their own criteria, and there is, as far as I know, no formal criteria.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on VA News. I'm Fred Eccles.